This is New England Public Radio. I'm Jill Kaufman. College towns have a unique feel. The coming and going of students, home team pride, student parties, property tax disputes, the undercurrents of mutual resentment. In the town of Amherst, UMass is described as a city unto itself, and some people from the town and the gown are proposing art as a way to knock down some walls. If you've been walking or driving around Amherst from the middle of UMass toward the center of town, you may have seen some unexpected objects near walkways or on a grassy hill.
So this is Ben Jones' piece up here.
Sandy Litchfield is one of the curators of this outdoor multi-piece exhibit called Crosstown Contemporary Art. Ben Jones's piece is a fiberglass 3D map set atop uneven steel legs. It's completely gray, except for three miniature billboards with the same message.
And on one side of the billboard, it says, all the time in the world. And on the other side of the billboard, it says, running out of time.
Litchfield is an artist who teaches in UMass's architecture department. She and other art educators from the Museum of Contemporary Art at UMass have been working on this for almost 3 years. The idea, curator Ava Fierst says, is to use art as an indirect path to bust through what she says is a big problem.
There is a huge psychological barrier between the town of Amherst and University of Massachusetts.
Of course, there are specific things, Fierst says. Rowdy students, traffic, parking, an uninviting, physically intimidating campus. Especially at the center of it all, the building most likely to be used by the public, the school's Fine Arts Center, a brutalist era design with the art museum in the basement. But art, Fierst says, can be the fix.
Yeah, it makes people think and reflect and possibly discover that the threshold between Amherst and UMass is not quite as high.
Another piece on North Pleasant Street is Ghost Shed by artist Tom Friedman, number 7 on an audio tour you can use.
The idea for this piece initially came from the site, which had several frat houses.
And I was Friedman's sculpture looks like a very small house frame built with 2x4s painted white. It sits on what used to be called Frat Row. Parties there once contributed to the school's ZooMass label. The houses and a few hundred frat members were adjacent to a quiet neighborhood. The buildings, privately owned, were demolished around 2006. UMass now owns the land, more genteelly referred to as Frat Green. Town officials have been open to all of this. The challenges have been manageable, but many, as this is 13 pieces set up on town and school property, requiring land permits and liability insurance. Mowing the grass around the sculptures was a problem, and the summer heat melted the fixant on one piece, which collapsed. And almost immediately, the inviting piece, Common Sounding, by Erica Zikos, up near the town's new rotary, had to be dismantled because of noise complaints from neighbors. First, its metal pipes, meant to be played, were stuffed with cloth. Then they were removed altogether, rehung for special events, like the Arts Night earlier this month, and they'll be up this weekend. The sculptures get more interactive as you go toward town into Kendrick Park. You can even sit inside Sarah Brayman's sculpture, and we are.
The piece is called Day Trip, and it's made from a concrete drainage culvert.
The culvert's openings are covered with colored glass.
I've got a blue piece on the circle on the top and a pink and a purple piece.
As the sun moves, the colors move along the culvert's walls. Brayman says families play in the sculpture during the day, and at night, homeless people have been sleeping here. She's okay with that. She points over to a construction site across the way where a modern apartment complex is going up. It may be a stretch, she says, but maybe all this art can get people to talk more about Amherst's need for affordable housing.
You're the artist?
Amherst resident Ed Wilford rides up on his bike.
Are there any beyond that?
He says he saw the other sculptures, and he didn't know they were part of an exhibit. It turns out a few years ago, Wilford assigned himself the job of keeping track of the town's art exhibits. They're up for a month or two, he says, and then they're gone. Even this exhibit could be forgotten. So his notes go into the town archives.
If there's a record of it, if there's a paper trail, then it can be dug out and say, see, Amherst has been an art town.
And a college town, and a town where people live. There are no guarantees this exhibit will change things, the curators say. That's up to the people, not the art. The installation will stay in place until November 1st. Tomorrow, the museum hosts a symposium and then a parade led by musicians and stilt walkers. It will leave campus, head to town, and stop at each sculpture along the way, and with some pieces, encourage touching.